Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Meyer, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 22nd of May, 2024, from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news, we got sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. This evening, unemployment is down but up. Manx government's plans for hospitality. FC Isle of Man's losing money but confident for the future. Does the TT have enough marshals? And why are we still dumping raw sewage into the sea?
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First to my Christian Jones.
First to my. Government has set out a new support package which it hopes will alleviate some pressure facing the hospitality and retail industries. It follows a series of talks which saw bosses and the LVA call for VAT reforms and measures to address a lack of available workers. People who mistreat animals will face harsher penalties from June when new laws come into force. The Animal Welfare Act 2023 will mean owners and those responsible for cats, dogs and many other domestic animals are for the first time legally required to ensure their well-being. And Manx TT competitor Nathan Harrison says it will be a dream come true to head onto the Snaefell Mountain course for the first time with Honda Racing UK next week. The Ireland-born racer has opted not to ride a superbike at TT this year and instead will be using superstock machinery in the 1000cc classes. In international news, the UK Prime Minister has confirmed a general election will take place on the 4th of July. Rishi Sunak says he's been to see the King to request a dissolution of Parliament. Former Post Office boss Paula Vannells admits she made mistakes over the Horizon IT failures, but denies there was a conspiracy to cover up the scandal. A number of times she's broken down in tears while giving evidence to the inquiry. And British Olympic swimming champion David Wilkie has died at the age of 70. The Scot won 200-metre breaststroke gold for Great Britain in Montreal in 1976. Those are the update news headlines, next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Coromaya, thank you, Christian. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there is a strong wind warning for the North Irish Sea and a gale warning for later. State of sea, moderate, occasionally rough. And the weather for the island this evening, wet on a strong to gale force northwest wind, overnight minimum 9 degrees. For Jerdain, cloudy with showers, a strong northwest wind gradually easing, moderate to fresh through the day, and up to 12 Celsius, down to 10 through the night into Friday. Chahenya, a cloudy and wet start, but it will clear through Friday morning, then dry in a light to moderate northwesterly, backing southwesterly, daylight maximum 14 Celsius. Tide still on the way out for the next 20 minutes or so. Low water at 8 minutes to 6 tonight. Sunset 28 minutes past 9. The late high tide, 8 minutes to midnight. Sunrise 4 minutes past 5. Low water 18 minutes past 6. We got delays on the Edinburgh flight tonight, and there's fog on the mountain road.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Unemployment on the Isle of Man fell by 11 people last month, but increased by 19 people year on year to the 12 months to April. Christian, back with the detail.
The proportion of economically active people who are registered as being out of work has fallen 0.1% and now stands at 0.6%. Job centre vacancies jumped upwards by 81 vacancies in comparison to the previous month, with a total of 918. Of those positions, 58% are full-time and the remaining 42% are part-time. The International Labour Organization estimates 726 people are unemployed and looking for work, equating to a rate of 1.6%. The ILO figure accounts for not only those who may be registered unemployed, but also those who may be actively looking for work but haven't registered themselves as out of a job. Catering and entertainment, retail and miscellaneous services are the sectors with the highest number of unemployed people. Meanwhile, the fields with the highest number of job vacancies is in the medical and health services, retail and other business services, closely followed by catering and entertainment and tourist accommodation. 191 men are unemployed compared with 90 women. Long-term unemployment is defined as anyone who's been out of work for a year or longer, and as of April, there were 19 people who fall into this category. Geographically, the East is home to the most unemployed people at 200. The North, South and West sit at 36, 31 and 14 respectively.
FC Isle of Man's currently losing money, but the club's confident it can gain the extra backing it needs to continue in the future. The club chair Jill Christian gave an update on the Ravens' financial situation on Man in Line today.
On the finances, we're really fortunate. We've had some excellent sponsors. We've had the support of Manx Telecom for 4 years, sort of from the outset. They've just announced that support has come to an end. We've got two or three other key sponsors. Every year we need in sponsorship a significant amount, and the supporters coming to the ground to break even, we have to get 1,100 at the ground. Our average gate's about 880, but that means that we're losing money every match. So we have some great sponsors. We've got fantastic volunteers. We need more sponsors, and we do now have some support from Visit Isle of Mon as well, which has been absolutely essential.
Is the board confident?
Yes, I am actually, and I think the rest of the board is, and I don't think we'd be on the board continuing into another season if we weren't. We had some very difficult times about 18 months ago, but we've got new sponsors on board, as I said, some support from Visit. Provided that continues, very confident. If it doesn't, not at all confident.
What's the annual cost for running the Ravens?
Around, I think, about £420,000. I think we've lost money every season, but we've had support from various areas in terms of an underwrite, be that at one point a couple of the directors personally, another point now obviously we've got some support from Visit. But yeah, we are not an organisation that makes a penny. In fact, to the contrary, we lose money. As long as there is some support in the form of an underwrite, then we'll carry on. I think in an ideal there may be a benefactor that comes forward that can support us.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Crucial to the running of the Isle of Man TT races from next week, we'll be making sure that there are enough marshals to oversee sessions throughout the racing fortnight. So how are volunteer numbers looking for this year? Here's TT Marshals Association Chair Jane Corlett.
Marshal numbers at the moment are good. We're looking at them on a daily basis and compare them with last year's figures at the same time. We opened signing on a little bit later than usual this year, but throughout the entire time we've been open, numbers have been running just marginally higher than they were at this time last year. Nudging 1,400 marshals have signed on to marshal at this year's event. I think it's the success of building year on year, particularly since the pandemic. A lot of changes have taken place, a lot of new initiatives, and we're attracting younger people into it, and our audience is much more global as well.
Getting that next generation through to start getting involved in some form, just how important is that?
Oh, it's vital. It's absolutely vital. Whilst we need the older, more experienced marshals, we need somebody for them to pass their knowledge and skills onto as well. So really, the younger we get them in, the better. People can marshal from the age of 18 or indeed the age of 16 with parental consent. At the start of the fortnight, the numbers are lower, and then it increases and keeps a nice steady peak, and then it drops off again towards the end of the week. Across the whole event, across all of the sectors, we're currently running at within the optimum number range for marshals, but of course some areas are overmanned and other areas undermanned, so that's when we rely on our deputy sector marshals and chief sector marshals to start moving marshals around so that they've got the correct spread around every single one of the 259 marshal posts.
Water campaigner and former pop star Fergal Sharkey says the dumping of raw sewage into the sea off the Isle of Man is horrifying. Manx Utilities says it agrees the practice is unacceptable, which is why it's prioritising the completion of the new sewage works by summer 2026. Fergal reckons it's not enough.
You would be absolutely horrified. Could you imagine sitting on a holiday beach with your children thinking that they were going to paddle and play in the sea as an adult going for a swim with yourself and then suddenly realising you were potentially swimming in your own waste? That is why there's laws, and that for me what is so important. Here is the UK's chief medical officer telling you bluntly and clearly, sewage is now becoming a public health issue, and if government doesn't intervene and make these water companies comply with the law, well, as we've seen in Brixham in the last 48 hours, there has been now the first hospitalizations because of that cryptosporidium. It is not going to be long before someone actually dies. The UK government was taken to the European Court of Justice in 2012 and found guilty of breaching the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive. So perhaps it's a question to ask government in the Isle of Man, were you aware of that court case? Were you aware that it happened? If not, you're incompetent. And if you were aware of it and you didn't know what happened, what have you done in the last 12 years to make sure our sewage system is compliant with the law? I'd be interested to hear what answers they might have.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 19 minutes before 6. Well, the industry has been shouting for it, and temporary financial assistance will be given to hospitality and retail businesses as part of efforts to support the Manx economy. Christian Jones with that story.
The Department for Enterprise hasn't said how much taxpayers' money it's putting forward for the new scheme, which will run over the TT period. It will enable businesses to claim additional payments to give to staff who are working in excess of 37 hours per week. It follows concerns raised by the Licensed Victuallers Association, Restaurateurs Association and the wider hospitality sector. Enterprise Minister Tim Johnston has said the temporary financial assistance scheme announced today seeks to relieve some of the pressure facing these businesses regarding the demand for staff in the short term by recognising and reinforcing the opportunity to work over this period. The DfE says it's also launching a dedicated online support resource. Mr. Johnston continues and says from the dialogue we've had with the industry in recent weeks, it has become clear that information and support for the island's local economy needs to be more accessible.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6, Anglo-American said today it's rejected a third and final takeover proposal from Australia's BHP, which values the miner at £38.6 billion. The latest offers also continues to include what Anglo referred to as the same highly complex structures the proposals previously rejected. And for a full Daily Market report, go to ramseycrocall.com. The UK's extended its lead as Europe's most attractive destination for financial services investment. According to the EY latest survey, the UK secured 108 projects in 2023, 42% up from 2022, and now accounts for a third of all European financial services foreign direct investments, FDI, projects. London is still the leading European city, attracting 81 projects, more than double that of second place Paris with just 31. France and Germany tied for second place, each securing 12% of Europe's financial services FDI projects. The UK's lead is significant, but apparently it can't afford to be complacent, says EY. Paris is seen as a strong rival, with investors ranking it above London as the most attractive European city for future investment over the next 3 years.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower as regional markets continue to seesaw. The pound strengthened on data showing inflation fell in April. Crude oil futures fell and gold fell as the gold rally cooled, with investors booking profits. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 down 0.5%, 8,370. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.25% at 18,682. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down almost 0.2% at 39,810. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index is up almost 0.1%, 16,848. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.04% at 5,318. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1 27.3 cents, €1 17.4 cents, and 23 South African rand 22.3 cents. In commodities, gold's down 1 and 0.2%, $2,392 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.5% at $82.05.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Cook all later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
Quarter to three.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
And just a quick word, you may have heard in the national, international news, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's called a general election on Thursday, the 4th of July. British citizens who live on the Isle of Man are now eligible to register to vote. It's the law that came into effect earlier this year, removing a previous time limit. Up to January of this year, people who left the UK more than 15 years ago lost their right to vote. But the rule was abolished under the Election Act 2022. British citizens on the Isle of Man will now be able to register in the last constituency they were signed up in before leaving the UK. Date of that election, Thursday, 4th of July. The Department for Enterprise has been setting out its plans for the year ahead, which sees focus placed on growing the economy, expanding into new sectors, and attracting skilled workers to the island. The plan has been described by Timwell members as ambitious and also includes the development of the Isle of Man's first national artificial intelligence strategy. Here's Tessa Hawley.
Setting out the document in Timwell yesterday, Enterprise Minister Tim Johnston promised to collaborate on matters of national importance, including transport links, regeneration, skills and childcare. But it wasn't exactly entirely well received. MLC Bill Henderson took aim at the handling of the hospitality crisis.
We need to help the industry and others to help themselves, and the industry itself needs to realise that you can't just sit there and watch. It's not the government's fault. We all need to work together and we all need to up our game.
Douglas Central's Chris Thomas was one of those keen to share his views. He said he felt the document lacks substance.
There's not a lot in terms of actions in this Department for Enterprise plan to do with connectivity by air and sea. There's probably lots going on behind the scenes, but there's not a lot in the actual plan itself.
And Douglas South MHK Claire Christian said she felt there was a lack of balance.
Sadly, upon reviewing the Minister's foreword and the Chief Officer's introduction to the plan, I'm struck by the prevalent tone of self-praise regarding past accomplishments, with little emphasis on future strategies or rather than laying out concrete plans.
Onkin's Julie Edge went a step further to say she believed some of the data was skewed.
I do feel that report should be ripped up and we should be starting again with accurate figures, accurate data.
Responding to the concerns, Mr Johnston, who appeared in Timwood remotely, acknowledged his department's plan is ambitious, adding his department will strive to do better in terms of sourcing and driving data-led decisions.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with martial arts, and three members of a Manx Jiu-Jitsu club have been crowned British champions. Summit Grappling Academy, formerly known as Gracie Barra, took a trio of gold medals as well as 9 silvers and 7 bronze at the recent BJJ British Open in Manchester at the weekend. Among the highlights, Iona Meebum became the youngest British champion ever from the Isle of Man, winning her class, with Gianni Fabrizio also emerging victorious in his category to take a national title. Also taking British honours was Hayley Curtis, who overcame her own teammate in the form of Shirley Tung to rack up a gold medal. Summit Grappling Academy head coach Conrad Roberts is describing the medals and efforts of the whole 20-strong team as a fantastic achievement and that the athletes should be proud of their respective results. In tennis, Billy Harris from the Isle of Man has reached the third qualifying round of the men's singles at this year's French Open. It comes after Harris managed a 3-set second-round win over Frenchman Manuel Guinard, 6-3, 3-6, 7-6 at Roland Garros. He'll now face Valentin Vachereau of Monaco, who's currently ranked 14th in the men's singles qualifying tournament. In football, the Isle of Man League season officially comes to an end later this evening. The last two games in DPS Limited Combination 2 take place tonight at 6:30pm. Newly crowned Combi 2 champions Onken will host Gyms, whilst runners-up Douglas High School Old Boys travel to Foxdale. And finally, in archery, it's been another positive outing for Manx competitor Leslie Slate during the Archery GB British 3D Championships in Gloucester. Considered by some as the highlight in the Archery 3D Championship calendar, with the British nations facing each other, Slate, representing the Isle of Man, claimed third spot in the American Flatbow class in Sherdington. Slate was only pipped by eventual winner Ruby Davies of Wales and Sophie Twigg of England, who claimed silver.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Rundle's Way. Next, it's the 6:30 EasyJet from Belfast International on time. The 7:25 Loganair from Edinburgh's late, won't be until 8:45 tonight. 7:35 EasyJet from Gatwick is on time. The 5:08 Loganair returning patient transfer from Liverpool is on time. And the 10:09 Loganair from London City currently showing on time. Outbound, 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool on time, 7 o'clock EasyJet to Belfast International on time. The 5:08 Loganair to Edinburgh won't be heading out till about 9:15, and the 8:05 EasyJet to London Gatwick currently showing on time. Mananan is in Liverpool by the pierhead, and the Manxman's just entering Douglas Inner Harbour. On the roads, Hillside Avenue, Douglas closed for a window replacement. Also, part of Switzerland roads closed for building work. In Laxey, temporary lights on New Road near Lurgy Grove Junction for business building alteration. Temporary lights in Sandygate Road for work on the pavements. The Gary Road in Lazare's closed for ditching work. You've got three-way lights at the bottom of Stanley Road in Peel for gas main surveying. In Braddon, still those lights forever at Vicarage Road at Stevenson's Way roundabout, and temporary lights on Balafton Manor Hill near the Coolfarrain Junction for resurfacing. Face closures on Ballachill Ferrick Road in Colby for water main work, and also water main work on the Starvey Road and some closures there, and ditto Kindrocket Road in Andrus. Remember, the pre-TT races kick off on Friday. The Milan circuit's going to be closed on Friday from 6 to 9:40pm.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside.
And remember, the mountain road is full of fog at the moment. The matrix signs at Barul Park, at Bagarrow, Hilbury, Sulby and Albert Road showing fog on the mountain road. Ramsey commissioners believe the town's getting less zoned land in the draft north and west area plan than it did in 1998, when the previous local plan was introduced. Chair Rob Cowell, Commissioner Juan McGuinness say it's important to have development options available for the future of Ramsey.
Yes, tonight's meetings around the area plan for north and west, and gaining the views of RTC as to how we can try and help government come to a conclusion that everyone's satisfied with.
Your amendment to the proposal to show some support for the draft plan, what made you feel like that was the right thing to do rather than throw it out completely?
I think by rejecting the plan, it would just remove our voice and the plan will go ahead anyways and be enacted. For me, it's important to be part of the process and put forward our concerns about the current plan and what we would like to have included in it for the growth and the betterment of Ramsey.
And do you think it's unfortunate that a lot of land has been missed out for Ramsey?
I think it's failed to sort of future-proof development of Ramsey. It's not that every single area of land that gets identified would happen, but it's important to have those options available for the continued growth.
Where do you see the boundary extension fitting into the area plan and the island plan, if and when that comes out?
Yes, the consultation was in January and we're really hopeful that that will come out relatively soon. I think it's paramount to the future of Ramsey and the area plan and the goal and the vision of driving the Isle of Man forward, and I think Ramsey plays a key part in that role.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster my good evening, good to have you along. Just a quick reminder, as far as the boats are concerned, Mananan is in Liverpool, will be leaving this evening at 7:15, back to Douglas at 10 tonight. Manxman's into the harbour now, should be leaving at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. Overnight departure 2:15, Manxman heads back to Douglas, and the morning's departure is 7:15, Mananan heads to Liverpool, the fast craft that is, and 8 o'clock Manxman heads to Heysham. It's hoped that Manx residents will be able to apply for a passport online, but the Manx government's ruled out setting a date when it's likely to happen. The system's already available in the UK and it's cheaper, but Treasury denies Manx residents are being handed a raw deal, as the Treasury Minister Dr Alex Allenson, MHK.
In 2017-2018, pre-COVID and before Brexit, the Immigration Service received 8,600 passport applications. In 2023-24, the number of passport applications had increased to 12,197. The significant increase would have been very difficult to accurately predict. It is now clear that this increased demand is not abating, and the Customs and Immigration Division are adapting to accommodate this new level of applications and renewals. There remains significant pressure on the division to accommodate not just the increase in passport applications, but also visa applications, and resources have been stretched. The existing staff have been putting in additional hours to clear the backlog, although this is not sustainable in the long term. I am, however, pleased to say that the time taken to process a passport application has now reduced and is currently taking an average of 20 days. We have a long-term project in terms of looking at digitalisation of the entire passport system. That's been developed in line with the United Kingdom, although obviously we have an Isle of Man variant passport of the UK passport. That entire system, unfortunately, has been delayed by some of the complexities brought up by the UK government and their border security services, but those are currently being worked through. It is hoped that we can transition to a fully digitalised system, but we will still need the backstop of a manual system for those people who can't access immigration services online. So I hope that once we have managed to iron out some of the delays from the United Kingdom side of view in terms of extending that digitalisation system, that can be introduced here. But I can't give an exact date of that because some of that is outside of our control at the moment.
That's for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, the performing arts programme, Howie Kane and Spotlight, Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley. 6:30, Opera Hour with Ernie Thorne at 9, and Update returns tomorrow at 5:30.
WINT.